VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Ukraine's parliament approved President Petro Poroshenko's call on Monday to impose martial law in parts of Ukraine after Moscow seized three Ukrainian ships and their crews in the Black Sea on Sunday. The measure calls for 30 days of martial law, an apparent concession to opponents, which would allow for elections to be called as scheduled in December. Russia came under sharp criticism at the UN for its seizure of the Ukrainian Navy ships, AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley called Russia's seizure of three Ukrainian ships passing through the Kerch Strait
Sunday's outrageous violation of sovereign Ukrainian territory.
The Ukrainian Navy says six sailors were injured in the incident. Haley says this is no way for a civilized country to act.
In the name of international peace and security, Russia must immediately cease its unlawful conduct.
The representative of Russia, which has been under international sanctions since seizing the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine 4 years ago, claims the episode was a deliberate attempt to provoke Russia into war.
Witnesses and officials say at least 22 people have been killed in two separate militant attacks Monday in Somalia. Al-Shabaab militants attacked the compound of a controversial cleric in the central Somalia town of Galkayo, killing him and at least 14 other people. And police say 8 people were killed by a car bomb just after midday in Mogadishu. The driver of the car was taken away for questioning when security forces felt that he showed suspicious behavior. The search of the car had just begun when the explosion happened. 5 international charities on Monday urged the United States to halt all military support for a Saudi-led coalition fighting Yemen's Shiite rebels. The charity said it would save millions of lives. This is VOA News. One of Kenya's largest newspapers